Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center. www.imemc.org for Wednesday, June 28, 2006. Homes shelled in Rafah as Israeli army forces residents out, while army arrests one resident from Farhar village and invades Jenin and the nearby villages of Kabatiyah and Kofar Ra'a. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Palestinian news agency Wafa reported Wednesday at dawn that Israeli fighter jets and tanks fired several shells at Rafah in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Soldiers who invaded the Ilshuka area in Rafah forced dozens of families out of their homes as the Israeli army prepares to control the houses. A Rafah resident, Mohammed Abdullah, describes the destructive consequences of Israeli military shelling.
Beginning at 11 o'clock, the shelling started from the army artillery positioned recently between Rafah borders and the Green Line. Neither civilians or resistance were injured in Rafah, but the situation is expected to become worse due to the intense fighter jet movement in the area.
The Wafa agency added that fighter jets fired heavy rounds at dozens of civilians' houses, causing considerable damages. No injuries were reported, but the residents, including mothers and their children, fled out of their houses fearing additional shelling. Residents of Ilshuka area said that soldiers used loudspeakers to call them out of their houses, declaring the area a closed military zone. The attack comes hours after the soldiers controlled the Yasser Arafat International Airport in the city and set fire to one of its main halls. Soldiers completely sealed the borders of Gaza Strip and significantly increased naval forces presence. Abdullah depicts the effects on Rafah residents after Israeli army shelled the main power supply and generators, with which at least 60% of residents have lost their power.
This time, they targeted the power company because its existence decreased the electricity shortage in the Gaza Strip. For example, in Rafah, we used to have power failure for 6 hours each other day. Shelling the power company today made us go back to this problem.
Additional missiles were fired at several areas in Gaza City after the Israeli Air Force broke the sound barrier. The Israeli forces have arrested Ayad Shabak, 21, from Farhab village near the West Bank city of Jenin, Wednesday. Shabak was arrested at the Atara checkpoint north of the West Bank city of Ramallah after soldiers stopped him and searched his car, eyewitnesses reported. One resident was arrested when Israeli army troops invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and the nearby villages of Kabatiyah and Kofar Ra'a Wednesday at dawn. Wael Zakarina, 22, was arrested when seven army vehicles invaded Kabatiyah, south of Jenin, while firing intensely and stormed several houses before taking him away to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. In Jenin, 10 army jeeps and one bulldozer stormed the city from the southern entrance and fired rounds of live ammunition and sound bombs at residents' houses, residents stated. Local sources said that clashes took place in the city between soldiers and resistance fighters after the invasion. No injuries were reported. Meanwhile, army troops invaded the village of Kofar Ra'a to the west of the city and conducted wide-scale search operations in the village that included residents' homes and farms. No arrests were made, local sources reported. The Israeli forces arrested one resident from Aqabet Jaber refugee camp in the West Bank city of Jericho early on Wednesday morning. Troops invaded the refugee camp and surrounded the house of Abdel Hafid Ilmakati and arrested his son, Wael, 29, then took him to an unknown destination, the family reported. Israeli troops invaded the West Bank city of Nablus, arrested two residents, and damaged several shops in the market area on Wednesday. Ahmed Rahel, 17, and Adel Koronfola, 17, were arrested when troops searched several homes in the city. Both were taken to unknown locations, eyewitnesses reported. Meanwhile, residents said that the explosions were heard in the old market area in the city. Also damage to some of the shops attacked by the army was reported. The Israeli army has arrested Mohammed Dakal Ala, 21, a resident of the West Bank city of Bethlehem, on Tuesday evening. Dakal Ala was summoned to an interview with the Israeli intelligence at the Kfar Etzion military base south of Bethlehem. As he went there, the Israeli military held him there, local sources reported. Tuesday morning, Israeli bulldozers guarded by armed personnel started cutting and uprooting olive trees in the Crimson area of Beit Jala in preparation for the continuing construction of the annexation wall. The annexation wall will separate Beit Jala and its citizens from the northern part of the city, severely affecting all citizens. It will result in the destruction of private and public property, swallow up all open spaces, and strangle built-up areas of the city. As member of the Land Defense Committee of Bethlehem, Walid Al-Azza describes.
One, completing the wall will affect the tourism industry in the city. Two, by confiscating large amount of land, the city will not be able to expand and it kill farming activity in the region.
The Crimson area has the only remaining forest in the city, the most fertile agricultural land, and the main source of income for many city farmers. It is also one of the very few city recreational sites where many citizens go on weekends or holidays. In addition, the area hosts the only winery in Palestine, two monasteries, and a kindergarten. Beit Jala is one of the Palestinian cities most damaged by Israeli firepower since the current intifada began in September 2000. Whereas originally it consisted of 14,500 dunams of land, now Beit Jala has been left with only 4,500 dunams due to Israeli land confiscations. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Center website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Maya Williams-Carpenter and Ghassan Benoura.